the sameness. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you thought for today. The sameness. What is the difference between a person who lives in a civilized society and a person who lives in what is called an uncivilized society? Now, a civilized society, we say, is one that has all the conveniences, electricity and media and all the interplay of groceries and stores and stuff. And an uncivilized person, we like to say, is a person who does not have those things, who lives in a primitive culture where they have no electricity, they have no television, they have no radio, they have no communication of any kind, except whatever they have between themselves. They live far afield from society, as we call it. Now, do these people who live devoid of all of the modern conveniences, are they really uncivilized? What is their goal and what is their purpose in life? If they never are addressed to civilization as we understand it, with electricity and communications and so forth, would they miss it? What sort of a life does a person live who doesn't have all these conveniences? Well, we say it's a rough life because they have to do everything by hand and they have to do without a lot of things. Well, what are they doing without? When evening comes, if they have fire, they have a fire in their fireplace, or they have a fire in their fire pot, whatever they have, and they might stay awake a little longer and talk among themselves or just sit and meditate. Who knows what they might do? We can conceive of what they might do from what we might do, but would we really do that if we had those circumstances? Why do some people like to go off into the wilderness? Some people like to go off into the camping trips, and they like to go hunting and fishing to take them away from their everyday societal life. Why do people like to do that? Well, they like to do that because they like to be more primitive, as we would say, in their thinking, their acting, and their everyday doing. What happens to these people who do not have the modern conveniences? Well, they live quite nicely. Do they have diseases? Very seldom. Do they have illnesses? Very seldom. Do they have problems? Very seldom. It depends on the way in which they were brought up, the way in which they were trained by their elders or their parents or their teachers as to how they should look at life. And if they are trained to look at life in a very positive, beautiful way, their whole life is positive and beautiful because it's not so complex. And again, the word "not so complex" is totally outrageous. Who is to say what is complex? Is it complex to have the mind be thinking of a thousand different things, of societal activities? Or is it the purpose and activity of the mind or the brain to be thinking on whatever little things they're thinking about? How to improve their fireplace, or whether not to improve it, but just to enjoy it. And I think perhaps this is the theme that would probably go through most primitive thinking: how to get more joy out of life, how to enjoy what they have to its fullest. Now, society thinks that they are enjoying to the fullest the life they have, and they're not really. What they're doing is they're being driven by keeping up with the Joneses, they're being driven by having things because they see them. They can't be content until they have a radio, or they cannot be content until they have a television, and then the size of the television matters. In the early years of television, people gathered around a tiny box and looked at a tiny picture and were just delighted and thrilled with that. They could not conceive of it being larger and more romantic and more beautiful because they did not have it. But as it came to their awareness, they had to have it. And in having to have it, they had to do more things that perhaps they didn't want to do, like more hours in the workplace. More hours in the workplace to get more money. But the primitive peoples, and the word primitive probably doesn't really fit here, the people who live without these conveniences have more time to think about what they really want to think. Oh no, they're out working, they're out trying to bring in food and bring in this. That's true. But when darkness comes, they stop. They settle down in their house or their tent or whatever they have. And they become one with their family. They don't always fall asleep, as we all know that, and so they may sit around talking. They may sit around the campfire. They may sit around whatever they sit around and before they go to bed. And as they do that, they talk to each other. They share with each other. They share the adventures of the day. They share their dreams and their aspirations. They share their visions. They share their total feelings. If we could allow ourselves to depend less on the science that has brought us many wonderful, wonderful experiences, and just take time to sit quietly in the evening. Many homes have fireplaces in them, and they put a fire in the fireplace, and they burn some logs, and they watch the logs crackle, and they think to themselves, isn't that lovely? Isn't that peaceful? And they let out a sigh. Early primitive man perhaps let out a sigh too, or people who live in societies or who live away from the normal society, as we would call it. They too, at the end of the day, let out a sigh. But most of us who live in this active society, we are so busy listening to the news, listening to the media, listening to stories, listening to movies, and watching them, and getting all wrapped up in them, and then we go to sleep with this very active, very busy mind. And it's no wonder that tension kills more people than anything in the world. The primitive person does not have less tension, but he lets the tension go. He lets the tension go in the evening. That's why perhaps when we go to sleep, we are totally unaware of what's going on around us. We are oblivious to the world. We're oblivious to consciousness. And we live in this sense of peace and tranquility, this sense of relaxation. If there is one thing we could learn as we begin our new year of January 1st, 2011, we could learn that we're not going to go and join a primitive society. We're not going to give up all of the conveniences we have. We've become quite accustomed to them. But we could retain something that we had had a long time ago. And that is the ability, when day is done and lights are low, then we relax. We don't necessarily go to sleep. We relax. And we share with the family a peaceful, happy relationship. We're all together. We're not all dashing around madly to all the entertainments that are offered. But we sit in our own home, and in our own home we find peace. Oh, if we would do that, we'd put an awful lot of doctors out of business. If we would sit in the evening in a family circle. And if our family is one, then that's fine too. But we sit in our family circle and we say, peace. All is peace. All. Why do you say all is peace? Well, you say that because you want to put your consciousness in a harmonious mode. You want to put your attitude in a peaceful mode. You want to think peace. You want to experience peace. Well, you can't experience peace just by saying, I am relaxed, I am peaceful. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. Perhaps not the first time you say it, but as you persist in saying it and relaxing and letting out the sigh of relaxation, then that peace comes to you. It's in you. We might say that peace comes out of you. It comes out of the very depths of your being and my being every time I say, I am peace. I am relaxed. All is in divine order. I feel very good. As I do that, I live a dynamic, happy, vital life. I feel excellent. I do my morning walk around the property of miles. I do my morning enjoyment of listening to all of the beautiful things that are being done. People sometimes come up to me with problems and with irritations in their life, and I say to them, peace. I say to them, be still. Listen to the divine within you. It has the answer for everything, and you know what to do. Do not judge others. Do not judge yourself. Just be happy with who and what you are. Live in peace. And as you do that, then you will know the bliss that all want to know. A successful man is a peaceful man. A successful person is a person who does not have tension that controls their everyday activity, who does not have anxiety, who does not have all of those feelings that destroy them. Because tension and anxiety cause your body to function in a non-harmonious way. And we want our bodies to function in a very harmonious way because our bodies are where we live. Our bodies are what we use to travel in this dimension. Our bodies are who we are. They reflect what we think about ourselves. And if we find peace in ourselves, our bodies will be peaceful. And all the tension and anxiety is gone. The killer is gone. And we live happy, contented, fulfilled lives now. It's up to you and it's up to me whether we want that for ourselves. And if we want that for ourselves, the only thing we must do, and here I say must, is to relax and let go and let the divine within be fulfilled. The divine within each one of us is mighty wonderful, and it does want to be fulfilled. But it cannot be fulfilled so long as we allow ourselves no time to relax, no time for peace, no time for stillness. We have to go, go, go. We have to have the television on, the radio on. We have to have the phonograph player going. We have to have the disc player going. We have to have music in our ear. We have to have talk in our ear. We have to have sound in our ear. We have to have confusion flooding our lives constantly. And should we want peace? Should we want to be our original purity and integrity, peaceful, relaxed, in every way, master of ourself? Then we let go of these childish ways of thinking we must improve the world and change the world and take care of our fellow man. And we take care of number one first, that's ourselves. And we become peaceful first, that's ourselves. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that whatsoever. And with the peace that we gain for ourselves, that's the peace we shine out on our creation, on our world. And what greater joy, what greater blessing, what greater benefit could we give to our world than for us to be at peace, for us to be relaxed, for us to be aware that all is in order right now. All is in order and all is in peace. That's what it's all about. Enjoy that for yourself today by taking the time for number one, 1st of January, 2011, to say, I am peace. I am relaxed. I like me. And so it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.